Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, what do elves learn in school?
What?
The alphabet.
Don't.
Okay. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were 46 and walking in the rain and you slipped and you broke your bum. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. And with me as always is the woman who will be featured on an upcoming episode of Judge Judy. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hi, everyone. Oh my God, Brian, you did fall.
Yeah.
Tell everyone. I broke my bum. Brian, tell everyone what happened.
Well, it was yesterday and I was walking from the dry cleaner, and I love my dry cleaner. Every time I go in, the girls are like, hey, Ryan. And, you know, one of those places where everyone knows your name, like Cheers.
Right.
I'm in a good headspace. It's raining, but I like the rain. I was going to go to the gym, and then I was on my way to a special girl named Amy's house.
That's, I know her.
We were going to get some work done. I was going to go to the bank too. I had a little list, you know what I mean? I'm going to see a friend later. I had all these things. I had a busy day. I love having a busy day. And then as I was leaving the dry cleaner, walking to the gym, I went a different way. I took a shortcut through a courtyard. Because I know this, that it's a quicker way to get there. And the rain had made the pavement slippery.
Okay.
And my shoes, I don't know why this happened. I've been wearing my running shoes at work. And maybe the grease has been decaying some of the grip.
Okay.
Anyway, I went whoosh. My foot went in the air. I landed right on my bum, like my tailbone. Mm-hmm. My phone was literally 20 to 25 feet behind me. Like it went flying. My headphones were way ahead of me. Everything was intact. My computer was in my backpack on my back.
Oh.
But I fell and it knocked me out so much. Like I kind of like just couldn't catch my breath for a second. Like it took the wind out of me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and there was no one anywhere, which was good and bad. Good because, oh my God, I hope no one saw that. But also I wish someone did so they'd come and help me get up.
I know. You were by yourself.
I was. And both my palms were kind of bloody. And I was like, oh, and I needed to go find this place nearby just to sit for like a good 3 minutes just to like get my breath back and my thoughts. And I was like, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. And the pain wasn't getting worse. It was getting better, which is a good sign if you ever hurt yourself. Anyway, and then I walked my ass home and I texted you and said, baby, I hurt my bum.
You did. You said, honey, I know we're supposed to work together today, but I can't come over. I fell. But also falling as an adult, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's scary. Mm. And you knocked the wind out of yourself, didn't you?
I did. And the only pro was that I got to like just spend the rest of the day on my couch which ain't that bad.
Right. You're not complaining about that.
No, but I also realized how much I love being busy.
Yeah.
Because I kind of was mad that I didn't get to do all those things and go see you. And, you know, now our podcast is going to be months behind.
Brian, when do you think you'll be able to laugh about the fact that you fell?
Now. Because I'm waiting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Brian, you fell. By yourself.
By myself.
And no one was there.
But here's the thing, too. It was not alcohol induced. It wasn't. It was just, I literally slipped on wet pavement. There was nothing that could have been like prevented with it. There's nothing that's going on with me. Because a part of me was like, oh my God, is something happening? The early, you know, signs of some sort of something.
I'm falling.
Exactly. Ryan fell again. And then even my cousin texted me last night. She's like, my dad told me you fell. Are you okay? Shout out to Natalie Steele. She's a nurse.
Well, because how many people did you tell when you fell?
Literally four.
Okay.
I told you. I told my mom. I was my mommy right away. Mommy, I fell.
Mom.
And then I think, I had plans with a friend later that I canceled on. And it got me out of a movie though tonight that I didn't really want to see. So
that sounds good because you hurt your tailbone.
Another pro.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
But I do imagine someone looking from up above in their apartment.
For sure someone saw me.
And they saw you fall and then be like shocked and then embarrassed and probably mad and then sad and then you got up and you sat on a bench for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And if you saw me, hopefully you were waiting to see if I was okay. Hopefully it was someone, oh my God, is he okay? Should we go up? Well, let's see. Oh, he's walking away. Okay.
Oh.
Bev, he's okay.
Put
he's
the phone
walking
down.
Away. Put the phone down. Because I was surrounded by apartments and lots of windows. And there's, come on, someone had to be creeping. Someone had to be looking.
Someone, I'm always looking. Yeah, and I'll tell you what I would do.
What?
If I saw that, my big dyke energy would come out and I'd be running down the fire escape.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you okay? Are you okay? And they'd be like, I'm embarrassed. Get out of here.
I think I would do the same thing too. If I saw someone fall like that, I'd be like, oh my God, just to make sure they're okay.
Hey, are you okay? I saw.
Because I'm pretty grateful, knock on wood, you know, I'm going to give this a few days to see how I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it, like, I think I landed perfectly. Like, I couldn't ask for a better fall because if I would have landed a little lower, a little higher, you know, I don't even have a bruise or anything on my back. I think I just, I'm okay.
Brian, I have to tell you something.
What's up?
I'm just trying to truly put myself in this situation, okay? And you know what I would truly do? Because here's the thing. I feel sad. I feel scared.
Yeah.
But also, I'd probably be not being able to stop laughing a little bit. Like, right? Like, just a little bit. So I think I'd be like, are you okay?
Yeah. All
right, is everything? No, seriously, are you okay? Like, I don't know if I'd be able to not laugh.
Okay, the fall, if I needed to describe it, it was like when you see a cartoon and someone slips on a banana.
Oh.
It's exactly my like left foot went flying in the air. And then I had that moment of like, okay, because that happens sometimes and you somehow land and you walk, you know, you're okay.
Yeah.
But there was no getting out of this one.
No, there wasn't. And I am sorry. Listen, sometimes we got to have a little laugh. Out things in your face. Sometimes we have to have a little laugh about things because then it makes it okay.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a bit too soon.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked, when can we laugh about it? This should have just been a healing moment because this only happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're still hurting.
I'm still hurting.
But you said you don't need a donut to sit on because it's okay to sit. Yes. It's just the walking.
Sitting's fine. I walked to the bank this morning and that was a little painful. I was like, oof.
It's your actual entering zone, the butt. Enter zone.
Actually, and a little bit earlier when Amy arrived, she's like, where is the pain? And I didn't know exactly. So I'm like, she's like, is it there? Is it there? And I showed her my butt and there was no big bruise. There was something, but we don't know what that is, but we'll discuss.
I don't know what, I didn't know what that was, but we are going to have to talk about that because I did.
Yeah.
And I touched it.
Yeah. So now you have that too.
Yes.
It's my tail that's slowly sprouting.
It's red.
Take a while. Yeah.
It was red.
That's where the tail is going to come out of.
Okay.
Anyway, as I went down, it's the most pain is really actually where my hole is.
Right. The enter zone. I was trying to say, I was trying not to say hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks because I had so much sex planned this week.
Oh, you love that.
With so many different guys.
So many lists. Like you had lists of guys.
Yeah, I remember. Tomorrow night.
But now you can.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Hunter, I fell.
Chaz.
I fell.
Mikey D. You guys are all going to have to fucking postpone.
Brian, you have to say, I fell.
Yeah, I fell.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
When I was younger, I was learning how to rollerblade.
Yeah.
And by rollerblade, I mean like roller skate with the plastic Fisher-Price.
Mm-hmm.
And I flipped off this like little lip. I was like, I'm gonna fucking do this. Yeah. And I went down this little hill and it was like, whoosh, same thing, feet up right above my head, smash on my back.
Oh.
And I vividly remember being like, I couldn't
That's
breathe.
What I was at the beginning, yeah.
That's what happened? Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian, it's so bad.
Yeah. The only other thing, too, it reminded me of is that when I told my mom, I'm like, it reminded me of the time I fell off the pole and Big Dave took me to the hospital.
Well,
where was Big Dave this time?
Maybe that was a good memory.
Yeah.
Maybe that made you think, hey, I miss Big Dave.
I miss Big Dave.
And you wonder if he thinks about you.
I know. I don't even know if Big Dave's still alive.
Where is Big Dave?
Where is Big Dave? Is he still big?
Well, Ryan, please welcome Big Dave.
No. Well, no, you can turn around.
Sorry,
you've
Big
aged
Dave.
Terribly.
Go back outside. Wow. Wait in the hall. I'll drive you home later.
Yeah, I forgot he'd be like 70 now. So, I know. No, I'm good, man.
And actually, if I drive you home, I'll take you to the SkyTrain because I don't want to drive that far.
But we got about another hour of this podcast. So just hold tight outside,
babe. Yeah, just wait out there, okay?
Yeah, it's raining. Don't fall.
Honey, I'm sorry.
So you're going to be on Judge Judy.
I'm going to be on Judge Judy, and I cannot wait to be on Judge Judy.
What are you going on for?
Well, actually, I'm going on it because my ex-boyfriend, I used to date guys like a long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
He ended up like giving me a check, and the check bounced, and I needed to pay my bills. I needed to pay all my bills. The check bounced, and I was like, but we were still together at that time, mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, no. Until, like, I run into some, you know, I'm always having money, like, huge money troubles and stuff, right?
I know this.
So, decided that I was just going to go ahead. I was like, how can I make quick money? Like, mm-hmm. I'm always looking to make a buck, right?
I like that.
So I was like, I'm going to go on Judge Judy. I'm going to take my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I remembered when his check bounced, we were together. Yeah. And we were, I have text messages to prove it, emails, MSN Messenger messages to prove
it. How long ago was this?
I was 16.
Okay. Oh.
And I needed to pay for things.
Okay.
That's none of your business. And you know what? I'm not at liberty to talk about everything because I'm going to court, Ryan.
Are you worried that Judge Judy's going to have a problem with that?
No, because they already said yes to me coming on.
Okay.
I wrote them my claim. And so I'm just a little bit worried she's going to yell at me, though.
Yeah.
And she calls everyone stupid and dumb and stuff.
But don't you kind of also wish that happens a little bit?
Well, I think she's going to anyways.
Yeah.
But I really hope it's going to be against him because I want that money that he gave me that bounced.
That's right.
He gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How much are we talking?
$750.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, do you need to borrow some money?
Yeah. Please. Anyways, I have to tell you something.
We go on.
Jenny wants to go snow camping.
I don't even know what that means.
She wants to go camping in the snow.
In April?
Like, well, no. She wants to, like, she has just, like, expressed a want mm-hmm. to camp when it's snowing.
Yeah.
When there's snow. Hmm. She wants to go camping in a tent around and on snow.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I love the snow. I love camping, but I don't want to do that at all.
I'm never doing that.
No.
And I was like, I can't. And she was like, come on. Like, what the heck? Yeah. She was like, I remember this so vividly. She was like, what the heck? And then I stopped and said, don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to
me
like that.
Was she on a high?
Well, you know how she can get.
I know she can get.
And so anyways.
Well, she's not listening, so we can talk whatever
Well, she's
we
not
want.
Listening, but someone's going to tell her. Because every time I say don't tell her, someone does.
Yeah.
Anyways, I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And she said, why are you such a little baby bitch, basically, right?
Yeah,
but, you know, she didn't really say that, but, like, pretty much.
And
I was like, I'm not. And I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to be in a tent, period. Mm-hmm. And I sure as hell don't want to be in a tent in the snow.
Well,
I said, I already wear socks to bed because I'm freezing in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I, riddle me this, where's the heat coming from?
Yeah.
And she's like, we'll make sure that it's warm. Oh, you'll make sure, so you're just gonna make sure that it's warm in there? I'm in the snow, and it's wintertime.
Yeah.
No.
That sounds like hell to me.
We'll probably go.
No, please don't.
Well, I have to.
Oh, God.
I don't want her to leave me.
See, the idea of like a chalet or like, you know, a nice little cabin, open up the door and it's snowing. Oh, go for a little walk, get some firewood, bring you back inside, put that in the fireplace.
Yeah.
That's 10 out of 10. That's perfection. That's life. That's living.
Sure.
But fucking putting up a little tent that's going to get covered in snow and then that snow is going to get inside and it's going to melt and turn into water.
Yeah.
And you can't have a fire inside of that tent.
No.
Your farts aren't going to keep you that warm.
Absolutely not. And I'm not allowed to anyways. Because she says, do not.
Why do you fart so much here? Oh, because
she doesn't let me. Yeah. And I don't, Brian. I don't do that here.
Sure.
But here's the deal. Mm. She says, well, we'll get really good sleeping bags so you'll be warm. Trust me, you don't know.
Mm.
And then I said, oh yeah? Well, what about my face?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, put your head under the covers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to sleep under the covers?
Mm.
I don't like to sleep like that.
Yeah.
I like to sleep with my head out.
Yeah. Also, your face is worth $1 million. You're an actress. You're a movie star. You're a comedian. If anything happens, if you get frostbite on your face.
If anything happens, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine my face is full of frostbite. Like, no thanks. I don't want that.
Well, I hope you don't go.
Well, I'm going to have to, Brian. Oh. Because she's going to make me. And she makes me feel like she makes me feel like I can do anything.
Well, that's kind of nice.
I love her.
Well, I have some drama too.
What?
So I was going to Home Hardware the other day on my way to the gym because I like to get my SodaStream canisters from there.
Yeah.
My gas.
Okay.
So I get free soda when I want.
My gas.
Yeah, that's a little commercial for you, SodaStream.
Yeah.
I go in. Every time I go in, there's a guy right at the front because they want you to leave your backpacks at the front. They even have cubby holes, just like high school. And I guess people are stealing there. But me and this man at the front have, over the last few months, maybe a couple years, we've kind of established a little bit of a relationship. We always flirt with each other. He's clearly gay. He's maybe my age. I want to say maybe a little older. If you're not, I'm sorry. But anyway, and this time we like had a full-on hug. Like it was kind of like, ooh. And all I ever do, because the canisters are behind the front desk, which is right at the entrance, so I don't go anywhere. I literally walk in, give them a hug, give them my old canister, get a new one, and fucking them out of there.
Yeah.
So I go there, and he's like, "Oh, I have a question for you, actually." And I said, "Okay, what's up?" And he goes, "So, I thought he was going to ask me out."
Yeah.
Because we just had a pretty romantic hug, and he didn't let me go right away. And I was like, "Okay, bye." He goes, "Oh, so my partner's going away." Right away, I get a little bit of relief. I'm like, oh, he has a partner.
Oh, okay.
Phew. Mm-hmm. But he's like, my partner's going away. And while he's gone, I really need to organize the apartment because it's so messy. And I want to do it while he's gone. So when he gets back, it's like a little surprise.
Yeah.
He's like, do you know anybody that could help me with that? What kind of question is that? Like, what? And you didn't think to Google this? You thought you'd ask this guy that comes into your store once every 6 weeks to get new soda gas? But as I calculated in my little brain.
He wants you to come over.
This is exactly it.
Ryan.
I think he was wanting me to go, well, I could help you with that. And then now, you know, ding dong doom, a couple days
ding
later,
dong,
I'm at his apartment. His boyfriend's in, you know, Philadelphia or China or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. One of the two.
Yeah. And I'm there and I'm cleaning the shelves and suddenly he's shirtless and he's like, hey, need some help?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He's not a bad looking guy.
Okay.
But I don't know you well enough. You know what a freeze I am. I'm not just going to come organize your apartment. Also, like, you couldn't Google that. So here's the thing. He was clearly making a move because I'm sure there are people out there you can find on Google that will, like, I said, well, why don't you get a maid?
Why would you?
He's like,
well,
I don't need it clean. I just need it organized. I'm like, I don't know how to help you with that. Oh, that's my phone. I gotta go. Don't you need your SodaStream? No, I'm good. Bye.
Do you know what I pictured though?
What's that?
You showing up in like a stereotypical like maid's outfit,
and you're like,
hello,
like a French maid.
Yeah, French maid. That's what I want to say. And you're in high heels.
Yeah.
And then you knock and you say, hello, monsieur. Yeah. And he's like, okay. Yeah. Do you want to do it right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is it?
It's Fifi.
Fifi? What the heck?
I'm here to help you organize.
What? Right?
Yes, just let me in. Guy's name I don't know.
Okay. My name's Donald.
Hey, Donald.
Come on in, Fifi.
Okay, I'm here to help you organize.
Ryan, is that you?
Yes, Donald, it's me. You cracked the code.
You're so excited.
Yes, whenever I do character work, I get really into it. And I'm really excited to help you organize this place.
Okay. Wow, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. Come on. Shut the door. So, where are you? What's your name again?
Fifi. I'm from the south of France, right outside of Nice. I can't pronounce the name though, because it's super French.
Okay. Stop talking so much, okay, Fifi? Because I just want to keep it sort of sensual, whatever you're doing.
Oui, oui.
So, maybe you could help me organize this. Whoa, there's condoms in there. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. Do they still work?
What?
We have to go through every condom and see if they've expired.
What?
Oh, expired.
What?
Oh, this one doesn't expire till December 25. Well, we have to make sure it works.
Okay.
Zip.
What?
Zip.
No, okay. Brian. Brian, I don't want to reenact actual playtime. Oh, okay. I just wanted to have some more talking with
you. Rewind. Go back to the condom drawer.
whoa, what the heck? There's condoms in here.
Yeah, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, Donald. I just came to do a little bit of character work and organize your apartment. I think I'm going to have to leave.
No, wait.
What?
Stay.
You promise not to be too horny, Donald?
Of course, I'm not. I didn't know those were in there.
All right, do you mind if I take this outfit off, too?
Okay.
Zip. Oh, I'm going to put my hoodie on and my sweat shorts.
No.
I'm a little bit more comfortable now. Now let's go get that kitchen clean.
Brian, what the heck? It just turned into like platonic friendship now?
Yeah, I decided I don't want this.
I'm confused. Yeah. Bye.
I'll see you later. Bye. And then here's my invoice.
Yeah.
$2,000.
I want to pay for this.
You have to pay for my French maid outfit. It was $300 to rent.
What's the extra thousand?
$1,700. The extra $1,700 was for me cleaning your fucking place.
I'm never.
See, at Home Hardware. Never. Maybe I'm going to get you fired.
Hey, I'm trying to say I'm never going to sell you a SodaStream jet again. Oh, get perfect. Your gas from your ass.
I can go to Nestor's and get it there, bitch. End scene.
Oh my God. I never know where that's going to take us, but it always takes us somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
We flew my aunt in to surprise my mother, Ruth.
That's amazing.
On her birthday.
How'd it go?
It was a fantastic surprise.
Yeah.
So
did anyone video it?
Yeah.
Good.
It's super cute. It's so cute. Actually, they cried. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. So the other day, before we decided we're going to fly her in, we weren't going to fly anybody in. I didn't know what I was going to get for her birthday. I'm bad at that stuff. Mm-hmm. I've told you that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Matt and I are over at my mom's house playing some Skip-Bo. She loves Skip-Bo and she's fucking good at it.
Really?
She beats me every time.
I've never played it.
I'm mad about it. Really? She loves it.
Your mom?
Oh, would love Skip-Bo. Wow. She loves Skip-Bo. So anyways, we're playing Skip-Bo and we're talking about her birthday and we're like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Because she's always just like, well, I don't know. we'll just have it here. It's not a big deal. And we're like, Mom, like, I want her to say like, I want to go to this restaurant or I want to do this or whatever. She's like, don't worry about it. You know, it's not, well, maybe just order some pizza or something. And I'm like, you know, I know everyone wants to be celebrated, you know, in one way or another, but I'm not good at it. So it frustrates me. I want you to tell me what you want. Mm-hmm. So anyways, she jokingly says, well, I was hoping you were going to fly my sister out. I was hoping you were going to fly my sister out. When Matt and I looked at each other, like, we literally audibly went, what? And she was like, I'm just kidding. She's like, no. She's like, that. She's like, you know, one year your dad flew her out and it was the best surprise ever. I'm just kidding with you. And Matt and I were like,
downloaded.
We can't fly your sister out. What are we? What are we, Daddy Warbucks?
Yeah.
What, money growing trees, Mom? So Matt and I are like texting each other secretly now where I'm going, oh my God, could we really fly her out? Like, should we look at prices? Yeah. Between the two of us, maybe we could do that. Long story short, we find some flights and we ended up flying her home on a regular major airway.
Okay.
But flying her here, we found a decent, I mean, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. She lives in Toronto. We had to fly her all the way across the second largest country in the world.
Well,
it ain't cheap, but we could do it. Mm-hmm. We'd manage it together.
Yeah.
And we flew her here on a discount airline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, discount, like it's not like
flight.
It's, yeah, it's not like it's a cargo airship. Okay. It's like a real plane.
Did she have a seat or was she holding on underneath one of the engines?
Pretty much. I also love her though too, because she was dead. She was dead honest when she got there. She was like, she's just like my mom too. She talks like this, you know. We gave her 3 days notice before. Yeah. We're like, can you come out and surprise our mom? We're going to pay for everything. Like, I know it's only 3 days. She didn't get back to us for like 3 hours. And I was like, she's thinking about it. She's mom. She's just like mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyways, turns out she was panicking, being like, I can't, I haven't flown since COVID. I can't. I'm fearful. I'm fearful. Anyways, sure enough, we get my cousins on it. They convince her.
Yeah.
But when she gets there, I was like, how was the flight, Auntie? And she was like, well, it was very interesting. This flight made them pay for coffee, drinks, snacks, anything that they wanted on the plane was all you had to pay for it.
Wow.
Nothing was free. So she was like,
the washroom, it's going to be $5.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm sure it was. And I was like so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this particular airline's going bankrupt, I think.
I saw.
So fair enough. I don't want to call anybody out, well, but I'm sure you know the one.
I know the one.
And
Canada 3000.
That's not it. Transat. But I was mortified because I was like, here we are flying her out. Mm-hmm. And she was very thankful, but it was like, okay, yeah. Like, why are you charging people for a cup of black, disgusting gas station coffee?
Especially, she's over 65, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
She should get everything for free.
When you hit a certain age, everything should be free. Mm-hmm. You've earned it.
I should stop dyeing my beard, because if I go on with my gray beard, maybe I'll get free things.
Well, they're going to check your ID, Brian.
No.
Oh, my God.
I have a PSA.
What?
D. I got something to say. Okay, I've talked about words in the past that I don't like being used. And I got one word used at me, on me, twice in 24 hours.
Okay.
One coworker, we were chatting about work, something, I don't want to get into it. Got a new beer on tap. Who cares, Ryan?
I don't care.
And I just said to him, oh, blah, blah, we don't have Lucky anymore. And he goes, nope. All he said was nope.
Why did he say that?
Because he's, I did not respond.
Were you in a fight?
I didn't respond. Nope. He just said nope. And then yesterday, my friend Ryan lets me know that Subway's not going to be offering mustard as a condiment anymore.
What?
And I said to him, they're not going to have mustard anymore. And he just goes, nope. Both times I got noped, I cringed.
Yeah.
It took every part of inside of me not to reach through my fucking phone like Freddy Krueger, come out on the other side and claw their face off.
Go off.
Don't say nope. Nope. There's a sense of when someone says nope too, I feel they press the N, the O, the P, and the E with such force because yeah. They're really nope. They really love saying it. But you know what? I don't like hearing it.
I don't
so
like hearing
stop
it.
Stop noping me.
Stop noping people. And if you're going to nope, just know that it has a meaning.
Yeah.
Like you can't nope in a, you know, okay, wait, let me rephrase. Let me try something because nope maybe can be used a little bit. What if I was like, okay, riddle me this, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say something and you're going to say, really? Okay, ready?
Okay.
Love is Blind isn't going to be on anymore.
Really?
Nope. How did you feel there?
Did not hate it.
Okay. Was it because you saw my face?
A little bit.
Okay. So there's something for the millionth time called text etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. There's flying etiquette. There's text etiquette. There's sidewalk etiquette. Yep. There's one way to do it. Don't text nope.
Nope.
I'm about to call my stepmother out.
Really?
I'm about to call her out.
Oh, really? Does she use it?
No, I'm going to call her out in a different way.
Are we switching?
It's called text etiquette.
Oh.
My stepmom, I love her to bits. And if she's hearing this, she probably won't. But if she did, I wouldn't care because I've told her this anyways.
Mm.
She texts. When she asks a question, she puts a bazillion question marks, which sounds like she's aggressively like yelling the question at me like, hello, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
And I'll put question mark. I just like do it right back at her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also she puts dot, dot, dot between every single word in all of her sentences. I'd love to come over tonight. Dot, 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 dot. Not sure what you're doing. Dot, dot, dot. So are you or like... are you going to come over tonight? Dot, dot, dot. Your dad would love to see you. Dot, dot.
Stop it.
Do you know how that reads?
Terrible.
So, that's how that, why are you doing the dot,
yeah,
dot, dots?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it because you like the way it looks?
Mm-mm.
And so anyways, I screenshotted me making fun of her. I screenshotted that and sent it to her daughter and said, your mom is unhinged with her dot, dot, dots and question marks. She goes, I know. I'm like, I can't do it. She's like, trust me, her sister talk about it all the time.
There's no better feeling that when you connect with someone else about a mutual understanding, a hatred for something.
Listen, I felt vindicated, but not that I needed it.
Yeah.
I knew I would.
Yeah.
I keep, no matter how much I tell her, she just keeps doing it.
Yeah.
But also there's something amazing about the fact that she won't change it. You know,
it's like my friend's dad when he kept putting winky faces after things. Hey, say hi to Ryan. Oh. Winky emoji.
Okay.
Oh, you want to fucking suck my dick?
Hey, don't. Speaking of that, I have to tell you something.
Go.
Okay, so my nephews taught me and my family a new game the other day. And apparently one of their camp leaders taught them this game.
Mm.
So my nephews are 10 and 7, and they both knew it. And one of them goes, oh, we have a new game. We have a new game. So my aunt was there, both my brothers, their family, whatever. It was like family in a circle. And we're like, okay, cool, guys. Like, let's play the game, whatever. It's going to be some silly kid game. And the game is you have to try and make someone's... If they smile or laugh, they're out.
Okay.
And so what happens is you have to ask them a question, a random question, but they're only allowed to answer wiener. Okay, you're already laughing. So I was like, I'm thinking, as soon as they say that, I'm like... What? I'm like, okay. And then I was like, sorry, your camp teacher taught you this? And they were like, yeah. They were like super innocent about it.
Yeah.
They didn't even know that it was like really sneaky. Weena. Exactly. He said Weena. Exactly. Yeah. There's no R. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, let's play this game. And so we start at, so of course we take it to a new level. So I ask Matt, Matt's up first, and I say, Matt, what is the word that you search the most on Google? And then he says wiener, and then we all actually start dying. Like, it actually becomes very funny.
Yeah.
And then my nephew asks my aunt what her favorite body part is, and she says wiener. And we're all dying. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys,
camp,
I...
Yeah, your camp guide taught you this or whatever?
I don't know if you're really... So, and then literally, no joke, one of them, my oldest nephew goes, yeah, but you guys are making it weird. Like, before it was like, we were asking people what their favorite color was, yeah. And you guys are making it weird. And I was like, okay, I guess, yeah. But how old's your camp leader? Mm-hmm. Anyways, we played it and we were... having a hoot.
Yeah.
You just answer wiener.
There used to be a game we'd play back in the day where you would take movie titles but replace the last word in that movie title with vagina.
Okay.
So it would be like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Vagina.
Right.
Or like A Fish Called Vagina.
Right.
Or Rain Vagina.
Right.
You know what I mean? We used to howl at that. Pee-wee's Big Vagina. There you go. Got you on that one.
I also like Rain Man, Rain Vagina. I love that you knew that one. I like that, yes. Because I was thinking, I was like, what's that?
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny,
too. We used to laugh at that. Wiener. Yeah.
I'm sort of, it's sort of like a cringe feeling. Like, yeah. It's funny, but it's also like, I hate it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Also, again, I have to rewind. I don't like that they learned that at camp. I don't think that's appropriate. Because that teacher, like you said, he knew that there was a double entendre there.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm really. I need to maybe find out some more information about this. But we definitely didn't. It didn't stop us from playing it. We played it for like half an hour,
really?
And we were dying. And Matt, of course, turns it right up. Like, it's so inappropriate. It's all, we had to stop.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, that's enough. Like, no more.
What's your brother's phone number?
I'll give it to you. But speaking of my nephews, you give those little tiny kids an inch.
Yeah.
They take a goddamn mile.
Well,
because you know what? I shared with them that I get emergency diarrhea sometimes, or I have.
Yeah.
And every time I'm eating with them or I take a bite of something, one of them will say, "You sure you can have that? You might get emergency diarrhea." I'm a grown woman who is your aunt. I'm a female adult who is your aunt. You can't ask me if I'm going to get emergency diarrhea and then laugh and like run away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I don't like that.
Thank you.
Do you ever have friends that will say, "Oh, you ought to talk about this on the pod"?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I do. And usually I go, "Yeah, okay, sure." And then I never do.
Yeah.
And I did that, I think, to my friend the other day, my friend Allie. She's like, "Oh my God, have you seen the Ferrero Rocher commercials?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I have." She's like, "What's up with the way they eat the chocolate?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "It's so sensual."
Oh.
Pause for Googling.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
Listen, essentially this woman puts this whole chocolate in her mouth, closes her eyes, breathes in so deeply like someone is absolutely performing some sort of act on her down below. And she is at a table with probably family and friends in this commercial.
Mm-hmm.
If I was at a table with somebody who put a chocolate in their mouth and just went... I'd be like, "Ew, get that chocolate out of your mouth, pervert."
That's a good point too, because in this commercial, it's for Easter, and there's like, I want to say, 8 of them at the table.
Yeah.
They're having a nice picnic outside.
Sure.
And then just out of nowhere, she takes a Ferrero Rocher, which, you know, usually I have them at Christmas, but you know, Easter too, why not?
Yeah.
She takes one, and then with 7 people sitting all around her, she decides to have a mini orgasm face.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not normal.
Imagine being the camera person on that commercial and her having to do that. Over and over, and he was probably, you know what?
Yeah,
I don't want to say it. And I am never putting something in my mouth and going,
ever.
Like, no, I'm not doing that. Maybe like, "Oh my God, this is so good."
If my mom makes like apple pie or something, my first bite, I'll do it just to make her happy. I'll go, "Mom, you did it again.
Mom.
This is butter. This is melting in my mouth."
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go, "Oh,
please. Yeah. Oh, this is to die for.
Mom, what have you done to me?"
Also so embarrassing. What if you were on a date with somebody and they kept doing that when they would eat something good?
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want that.
No, thank you.
And you know what? That doesn't make me want to have a Ferrero Rocher.
Mm.
I love them because they're amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that because that girl's horning out on one.
No, thank you.
Moving on.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching just any reality show right now. I am obsessed with a show called Alaska Port Protection. Okay? Every night, Jenny and I watch Port Protection.
Yeah.
It's a small island off the state of Alaska. Every night we get into bed and we cannot wait to watch Port Protection.
A couple dykes just rolling into bed watching Port Protection.
They're hunting, they're fishing, none of them have teeth, and we're obsessed with them. They're basically all of my dad's friends growing up. They're all, one of them's a logger, mm-hmm. and he ended up on Port Protection. The island is called, the cove that they live on, and the island is called Port Protection.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't. No. I live on Port Protection.
Yeah.
There's only like a handful of people that live there.
Okay.
There's one woman. You have to check this out.
Where do I watch this?
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Okay, I have a login.
Okay. There's this one woman who's like in her 60s, 50s or 60s, I think, and her kids are grown. And she is a girly girl, but she talks like this. She's like, you know, when I showed up on Port Protection with my acrylic nails, they didn't know what to think of me. But I like to show them that I know how to hunt, I know how to fish, and I know how to earn my keep. And she will go hunting. She will go out on her boat mm-hmm. with her dog,
yeah.
and she will hunt bear.
Oh my God.
By herself. With different types of guns.
She should be on Survivor. She will win.
Yes, 100%. All of these people are. There's another guy named Curly who's a logger. His name's Curly. And he talks like this. All of them smoke darts. And they all roll their own tobacco. Mm-hmm. Because there's only one little, like, what's it called? Like, there's only one little store. It's not a store. It's like, what do you call that?
Like, yeah, no, like
you know what I'm trying to say?
Times, like
yes.
Little, yeah.
I want to say Trapper's Cabin, but that's not what it is. Something it's like
do you know?
You
don't know anything.
But you're probably friends with Maldi because they all look like you. They would be your friends for sure. But anyways, there's this one store that has like very limited supplies. But for sure, I said this. The first thing I said is to Jenny, I was like, first of all, I can tell they all smoke mm-hmm. before seeing them smoke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where do they get their cigarettes from? Like, how can they keep their habit?
Mm-hmm.
And so sure enough, they all roll their own tobacco. So they get a big thing of tobacco and rollies and roll their own smokes.
They live in like 1912.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
There's one girl on the island who's new. She's like 20 something. And she's like, I kind of don't understand her story yet. But she's like, I'm here to prove to myself that I can live off the land and I can help these people here. And I want to learn how to do it. So they're teaching her from Port Protection how to like do stuff. Okay. Very last story.
Yeah.
There's another couple on there. Everybody's rough as hell. Mm-hmm. But
which is why you love it.
Oh, it's just like, I love it. I'm obsessed. And so anyways, there's this one couple and the woman, when you first see her, she's in a big brace, like a big boot. And she has one of those like knee things where it's hard to explain, like her knee is bent and she's in like this brace thing, but it's kind of a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's helping basically like move firewood and like smashing and falling over. And I'm like, every time I'm like, oh my gosh, she just had foot surgery. Well, sure enough, the next day her leg balloons up to this and they have to wait for the hospital to send a float plane in to pick her up, to take her to the hospital because there's no emergency services
there.
It's very interesting.
Wow.
Yes.
Port Protection.
Port protection.
And like, so I wonder, do these people like being on camera? Like, are they eating it all up?
They're so good at it, Brian. And really? I thought about that. I was like, how are these people so good at just being them? And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say why. Because these people don't give a fuck. They're just like, sure, you want to film me? I'll do my thing. They're all characters. Yeah. They're just like the guy who's a logger. He's like, I was a logger for like 35 years and I ended up a port protection. I'm kind of the guy that does things around here. Like anybody that's there is a character in their own right.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like it's very interesting. They all have their own thing about them and they're eager to just, and they're just nice. They're just like, sure, you can come watch me hunt a bear.
You just sold me on the show.
Watch it.
Port protection. I don't have a lot going on right now TV-wise. It's just Survivor, Big Brother Canada, and American Idol.
It's slow. Yeah. Like, it's slow in the sense of, like, you're just watching them do stuff. Yeah. But, like, yeah, they catch stuff.
Really?
Okay?
Okay. I love the girly girl, too. The girly girl who can kill a bear.
The girly girl. My kids are grown, and I'm going to go bear hunting. But you know what's cool about her? Is she's very real when she's there, because she's always scared. She's like, fuck, I'm scared. I'm freaked. But then she'll fucking have her gun out. Like, she's not shaking or anything.
Yeah.
She's just honest. She's like, wow. God, it's spooky in here. But she's
protect me.
She's looking for a bear.
Wow.
What?
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I need a little something. So I've been doing the weed edible here and there. Having some weed. You know what I mean? It's natural.
Sure.
No hangover.
It's legal.
I get weed cookies from a family member. I'm not going to name who, but they're free. So you know what I like?
What?
$0.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a nice way to feel a little something.
I know.
But the other night, you know, I had a long day before I fell. And I was like, I deserve to go away a little bit in my brain. So I take a weed cookie. And do you want to know one of my weed thoughts?
What?
That I wrote down?
I can't wait.
My thought, and I think it's actually kind of valid. Do you think we'll ever invent everything? Like one day they'll just say, that's it.
Wait. Why did you write that down?
Because I was thinking about it. Because like, I can't remember what I was, I watch a lot of like, I think I was telling you, lots of science, nature, YouTube videos lately before I go to bed.
Yeah.
With like, what would happen if the moon like collided into Earth, or if the moon just disappeared because it controls all of our, anyway, a lot of shit would happen.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking too, like, you know, every year, for example, the iPhone gets better.
Yeah.
But one year, is the iPhone going to get as good as it can get?
Brian, I don't want to think about that day.
They can't make the camera any better. They can't make it any louder.
They'd make it into a car.
One day they're just going to be like, yeah, you know, the iPhone 82, that's the last one we're going to make because it can't get any better.
Brian, I don't know about that.
Because like, are we just going to keep inventing things until we're all little robots?
Brian, we're going to eventually be living on other planets, well, okay?
You will be.
Yeah. I will be, for sure. You will be. Brian, you were so high that you got there.
Yeah.
And you were so high that you were like, I gotta write this down. Yeah. Why did you write it down?
Because my favorite thing, I've done this in the past, my favorite part is reading it the next morning.
Okay.
I'm like, oh God, I wrote some ideas, and sometimes I should find some other ones and read them on future podcasts because some of them are so bad. One of them was me, I think this was a year ago, watching American Idol, a little drizzed, maybe a little high.
Yeah.
And every person I saw with their audition, I thought they were going to win.
What do you mean? You were like,
because they blew me away so much because I was under the influence a little bit that I was like, wow.
Brian.
And my idea that I wrote for myself was me watching American Idol thinking every single person who auditions is going to win.
But like, what's the idea?
Well, there's not really one.
It's but just, I mean, like, this is my idea.
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
The joke is just me watching going, they're going to win. And then cut to like a different person singing to me going,
yeah,
they're going to win. Another person. Oh my God, she's so good. She has to win.
Well,
and in my head, I was like, that is gold. Clip, clop, clop, write down. Click, type, 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 type.
Yeah.
But then I wake up and I go, oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. Something was wrong. I shouldn't drink for a whole year, yeah, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
No, there's nothing wrong with that idea. Here's the deal. I got to tell you, there's a big American Idol community. Mm-hmm. I bet there's some people that would be like, he's right. <Yeah. laughs> I think that too. Brian, you're not alone.
Well, speaking of me drinking, remember that time? This is a few months ago. I had been out, I think, having some day drinks with some friends on the weekend, and someone was trying to get me to come out that night, and I texted them back saying, I can't. I'm drunk and I'm editing the podcast. But I accidentally sent it to Amy. And I sent Amy a text saying, I'm drunk and I'm editing the podcast, and she got it. And you know what, though? You were real nice to me.
Do you want to know something? You should have never brought that up. Because I forgot, and that's why I just laughed, because I thought, I didn't know where this was going, but it made me laugh, and then I remembered that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I was furious. And I...
Oh, Ryan's editing. He's drunk.
Yeah, Ryan's drunk, drunk doing something with our shit material again. He's not allowed to use our Instagram or anything when he's intoxicated. And now here he is editing the fucking podcast.
I had a breathalyzer on the Instagram account as a...
to log in.
The last few months, and to log in, I had to have 0.0% alcohol in my breath.
I'm not doing stuff while intoxicated, and you will not be doing stuff.
This is exactly true.
Okay, it's 50-50. Anyways, I forgot about that. Now I'm pissed. So, well, listen, I really like that you write ideas down. I also really like that you find them once in a while, little notes. I do see a lot of handwritten notes around here. I just didn't know what they were for. I don't read them, of course. It's privacy.
It is privacy, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know.
A lot of them will get ideas at work, and I'll print some till paper, and I'll go, oh, princess who has diarrhea all the time, yes, except at 7 p.m., LOL. And then I come home, and I'm like, what? And then it just sits in this pile for years.
Brian, don't. I have to tell you something.
What do you got?
You know how you're always playing games with me?
Yeah. Can we play a game?
I'm about to play a game with you.
Oh my God.
D. Okay, thank you so much. D, sit down. Now, this game, don't look.
I'm not looking.
I made this game up.
All right.
It's never been played before.
Okay.
But I have the brain of a genius.
Yes, you do.
So I can take a chance. Mm-hmm. And I think I won the lottery with this one.
Okay.
And now it's time for Name That Sound.
What?
I'm going to do either a sound effect with my own mouth or I'm going to do an impression of somebody and you have to name that sound or name that person.
All right.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
First sound.
A clock?
No.
A walk signal?
No.
My heels when I'm walking, queening somewhere?
No.
A timer?
No.
Oh, my turner, if I'm driving, when I'm going to turn left or right.
Turn signal.
Turn signal, yeah.
That's right.
I don't drive anymore.
I'm so sorry. The first one was too hard. I'm sorry. I should have made it something you knew.
It's all good.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here's the next
one.
But
that did sound like a turn signal.
It was a turn.
I will give you that.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Ryan, I'd like it if you'd come in the hot tub with me and try to date a woman.
It's my dad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Third sound.
Okay. When you're trying to start your car and it won't start?
No, okay, hint. This game. Hey, this game's not panning out. We're going to keep trying, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it sound familiar to you of something that I may have done before? Okay, I'm imitating something that I brought to the podcast in a previous episode, and that's what they sounded like.
One more time? Your nephews?
No. Okay.
I give up on this one.
Yeah, that's too many questions. It was the rats. Remember the rats okay. Talking?
Yeah, I fucked that up.
That's how rats talk to each other.
I do remember that.
Okay, shoot. Okay, you're going to get one.
Okay.
Okay.
I got one.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I got my dad.
Okay, sorry. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay, is this me queening?
Yeah.
With my heels?
Sort of, yeah, heels. Yes!
Yeah, it's me walking in my heels.
Sorry, it was also sounded exactly the same as a turn signal. So you pretty much were right, okay?
But you did this with your fingers if you're a patron.
I didn't mean to do that.
So
okay.
I gave it away.
Ready?
Yeah.
Alexa.
Okay, it's your mom.
Woo! Okay, ready?
Yeah. That's it? Just you... That you farting?
What?
Actually?
Yes. No, good job. It was an air fart.
Oh, I also thought it was in grade 8 when I walked into the portable and Natasha was there and she went,
it just
got really cold in here because I was a freeze.
Hey, Natasha, don't jerk. Okay, moving on. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please. Is that when you're waking up and Tina's there?
No.
A door opening?
Oh. We'll give it to him. Yes. We were looking for front door of a haunted house opening.
Okay.
But that was good. We'll take it. Okay, you ready?
That one was legit, I guess. That worked.
That was a good job. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Oh, ziplining.
Yes.
These are all pretty PLT related.
Okay, you ready? There's two more. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They've lost in the Stanley Cup Finals again.
Any sort of Canuck announcer? Hey, we're making our shirt today.
Nice. And the last one. Mm-hmm. For all the marbles. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah. Slapping D?
No. A famous slap.
A slap. Oh, when Will Smith slapped. What's his name? Yeah! Oh my God, that was fun.
Brian, games are hard. Brian, games are hard. That was so much harder than I thought.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Brian. Mm. Sorry, I'm not very good at games.
No, it was a lot of fun. My favorite part was you doing the sounds.
I tried, Brian. I didn't know. I was like, I got it. Remember earlier, I was like, I'm going to play. I think I'll try and play a game with you one time.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to do it.
I thought it was great.
Thanks. Sorry.
I had a lot of fun.
Are you sure? Did you have a lot of fun?
It's a lot more stressful on this side trying to guess. You know, you make up the questions. It's kind of easy. But I was a little stressed out there, little sweaty pits.
I feel bad about it.
Like, I have no hair in my armpits. Isn't that crazy?
You have nice, long straight hair in your armpits.
If you're on Patreon, you can see I have about 12 hairs in each of my armpits.
Yeah.
And they're blondish brown.
And they're pin straight.
And they're very straight and very thin. And, like, I swear to God, 12-year-old boys who are starting puberty have hairier armpits than me.
Okay, but Brian, I don't see no grays in there.
Thank you.
Do you dye your armpit hair?
No.
Brian.
Maybe I have once or twice.
I knew it. They look very nice and colored.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
Let's just say there's not an inch of hair on my body that hasn't been dyed one time or another.
Let's just say. Hey, very cool. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for PLT stories.
Yes, D. You're up, grasshopper.
I'm up, baby. And let me tell you something. This one's about me. Okay. So this happened a few days ago. Okay. And I'm not proud of it. Mm-hmm. I may have a problem, but we're going to look into that.
Okay.
So the other night, Jenny made us a beautiful dinner. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Okay. And everything she makes is amazing. She's always like amazing me with her cooking. She's very good at it. And Jenny can like look at a fridge and there can be the most random ingredients and she figures out what to make with it. And it's like, a gourmet.
That's talent.
Okay. I mostly do the dishes. She mostly does the cooking.
It's a great situation.
It's a great situationship. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
I like it.
Absolutely not. I'm obsessed with her. So anyway, she makes this amazing dinner once again, mm-hmm. and it has this green sauce on it. So it's chicken. What was it? Oh my God. Now I can't remember. It was chicken and some green and maybe a potato or something. But the sauce she made for it was so good. Garlicky and green and kale. It was like a green kale.
My mouth is watering.
Oh, it was so good. There was lemon in it and yogurt. It was like real nice. Right. Some onions in there. Oh. So anyway, I'm slathering this sauce all over everything because, oh man, I like it.
Okay.
So I finish up, slop it up, lick my plate, ask her if she has any on her plate to lick up. I'm looking for scraps on the table. Mm. And so anyways, the night continues. And as I'm getting the dishes gathered to put them in the sink to start, you know, scrubbing up, I see the sauce bowl. And it's full of sauce.
Whoa.
And Jenny's still at the table, so she's within eye's view of me. Mm-hmm. I take the bowl and I lick the entire, like I do a big swipe. And when I get halfway through the bowl, Jenny goes, no, stop. I'm like, what? She goes, that's what the chicken was in. And I put sauce on the chicken before I cooked it.
Oh my God.
I have just taken a mouthful of salmonella all inside my disgusting pig mouth.
Oh my God.
And so then I'm over the sink spitting as much as I can out of my mouth. Jenny and I can't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
I am so disgusted with myself. And then I start getting mad. And she's like, I didn't know you were going to go lick the bowl. I'm like, wash it out. Like as soon as the chicken is done, this is the first thing I wash before I even get back to the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her fault. I was looking for someone to blame.
Well,
but it was my
hunger
and
after you've already eaten dinner.
I'd eaten it, Ryan. I probably had three helpings. I'm a large woman.
And when you found out that this was the situation with the salmonella bowl,
yeah.
Did you like...
I spat it all out over the sink. And then I started going, getting my head. I'm like, I look so unattractive right now. My wife basically is looking at me like, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. You can't stop yourself.
Yeah.
You just tried to lick like your fourth surface of the sauce.
Yeah.
And that was salmonella. That was just raw chicken you were just licking.
Mm-hmm.
So you like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And you're gross.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
I fell on my bum and you ate salmonella.
I was drinking chicken, raw chicken. Anyways, that's me.
That is a great PLD story. Thanks. And that is a fresh, hot off the press, happened this week. PLT story.
This just in, I'm still a PLT.
Yes.
God.
See, I started with falling because I didn't know how to really, you know, embellish that into a full PLT story. I fell. No one saw me. End of story. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So I couldn't leave it for the end.
Hey.
But you're a big PLT.
I know.
And did you blame her at all?
I mean, I told you, I tried to get a little upset with her. And she was like, no.
Yeah.
No. This is you. And then I was like, yeah.
God, you have the perfect partner. You guys are perfect together. I love it so much.
Aww.
And I mean that in the best way possible. You know what I mean? You both respect, you respect each other. You know when you're right. You know when you're wrong. It's what dreams are made of.
That's what dreams are made of. Mm-hmm. Salmonella.
All right. We got a story here.
Whoa.
We're gonna rip through it. It's a little long.
Okay.
So we have a PLT write-in. We're going to call him Jerry.
I love that name.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay. So... basically, Jerry got a job with an airline. He was very happy. He was out in Alberta. And this airline, for the first time ever, was flying from Alberta to Hawaii over the winter season.
Okay.
And he got to be on these flights. A lot of layovers down in Honolulu, Maui, Waikiki, Aruba, Chimana.
What?
I made up the last one.
Okay.
But he was also the newest member, so he was on the bottom of the totem pole. Okay.
Yeah.
One day, early on in the winter season, he's working a flight from Calgary to Maui, and he's position R3, corresponding to the third door on the right of the aircraft, which is essentially the lowest position. Everyone hated the R3 because it meant having to constantly be in the cabin. You couldn't hide out in the back galley all flight. You had to sit knee to knee with passengers for takeoff and landing, and you were responsible for cleaning and restocking the labs and collecting garbage. We would sort of make a joke of where anything unpleasant had to be done, we'd like to send the R3 to go do it. And afterwards, we'd poke fun at them and be like, aw, R3 is hard. Anyway, so he's the R3, this flight. One of the five labs fills up, and they still have like the labs or the washrooms, okay? And this is an older flight. Sorry, there was a whole bunch of more text in the beginning of the story, but it was just too long. Basically, these older planes, they have the system of collecting the poop. And the poop, once it gets to a certain point underneath the toilet, it just starts coming out the toilet. Like you've maxed up the poo and it'll start just, there's nowhere for it to go.
Okay.
Okay? That's how Alberta got these flights, okay? They got to go to Hawaii, but they had to be older planes.
Okay.
Luckily, I read the story, so I knew that before. Anyway, so these labs have now filled up with poo. And there's huge lineups are starting to form and people are getting antsy.
Wait, people just kept crapping so much on the way there?
Yes.
There's just so much. They couldn't stop crapping?
Yes.
Why was there an overflow of crap?
Well, I don't know. Maybe older people, maybe there's a lot of food.
Well, I know older people crap a lot.
And sometimes, you know, flights will have no poop and sometimes they'll have a lot of poop. And this was a lot of poop, okay?
Okay, fine.
How come, riddle me this, yesterday before noon I had four poops, today I had one.
How come? I don't know.
We don't know. I'm not drinking. Nothing is, you know, there's, I don't know.
Hey, how come?
I can't explain it.
Okay.
One of his colleagues who worked on the aircraft in a past life and who was the cabin manager of the flight, i.e. highest ranking flight attendant, turns to me and says, we're going to have to spork the labs. A spork being a spoon fork that they would use on their flights.
Pick it out and spoon it out?
Yeah. He's half crying.
wait. We're going to have to spork it.
And that's what they said.
Okay.
He's half crying, half laughing at this point, and like, what do you mean? She says, this isn't going to be pleasant, but it'll fix the problem. She hands me a pair of rubber gloves, a garbage bag, and opens up one of our plastic cutlery packets and removes and hands me a spork.
A spork.
I had to spork the labs because I was R3, which meant donning the gloves, putting the garbage bag over one of my arms, and with spork in hand, forcing down the flap to flatten the top of the poo pyramid that had formed, and then working the spork under the flap to knock down the pyramid so that the flap could swing freely and open up some capacity in the tank. I was uncontrollably gagging while doing this and even vomited a little in the sink. Adding insult to injury, I had to do this to two of the backed up toilets. To this day, let's just say I really earned my Maui layover that flight.
Brian, had me at Spork.
Yeah.
Sunk me at Pyramid, Poo Pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay. And then killed me. killed me at two poo pyramids. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I would have opened the emergency door and flew myself out. Mm-hmm. I would have just gone. I would have just gotten the hell out of there.
Well, here's the thing about being on the bottom of the totem pole at work. Like, here's the thing about being a fucking lifer bartender. I'm the highest you can fucking get.
Oh, really?
If someone vomits, if anything happens at any of the bars I've worked at, yeah. I don't got to do nothing.
Who has to clean it up?
The bussers, the support staff.
Poor things.
I mean, I've never had to do that, but I did remember when I worked at Langley Red Robin. One night, it's like we're closed. It's 1:30 in the morning. I'm new. I'm busser. And our manager, I remember his name was Raphael. I'm like, hey, Raph, I'm kind of done on my section. Everything's clean. You cool if I go? It's, again, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, Ryan? I'd like you to go take a knife out of the galley and go scrape all the gum off all the tables and under the chairs.
Oh, no.
I immediately laughed because it was so far-fetched to me that that would be an actual task at 1:30 in the morning on a Friday night after I just worked for 8 hours and already worked my ass off.
Yeah.
I laughed at him and he kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And he's like, no, I'm being serious. My heart sunk and I had to go fucking scrape all that gum. But if there was no poo pyramids, at least, you know?
I'd rather scrape gum than, honestly, I would rather scrape gum than literally probably half the PLT stories that fucking come in here.
Oh, me too. And me too, yeah.
I have to tell you something. I hate going to public washrooms, period. Mm-hmm. You think I'm going to spork someone's public shit?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, he vomited in the toilet. He vomited in the sink. It was so bad.
No. And you know what? He probably had to spork out his vomit because those sinks are like 2 inches wide.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was too much sporking. I don't like that.
Jerry, you're a PLT. And Jerry. I'm sorry I shortened your story. It was so long.
But I do love it. I love how long it is. I think it's literally half of a novel.
Yeah.
But I do love that. Mm-hmm. And I do love, I love this story, mm-hmm. but I also hate it very much. Okay. Yeah. And that's what this is about.
That's what this is about.
Oh my God.
Oh, like every episode. What do we do, Amy?
We end with a question.
We end with a question. Well, this week's question. If you won an Academy Award and when you accepted your award, you decided to sing your acceptance speech.
Oh, fuck.
How would it go?
Brian.
I know.
What's my Academy Award for?
And now, for Best Supporting Actress in a Movie. And the Academy Award goes to Amy Goodmurphy for Wild Cards of the Movie.
Thank you. Oh, no. I said I wouldn't cry. But here I am, shedding a tear. I'm embarrassed, baby girl. What the hell am I saying? Who am I calling, baby girl? All I want to say is thank you to the cast and crew. And thank you. Thank you.
The music starts playing.
To my mom. No, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. To my mom and dad. And thank you to Jenny too. Wait, please wait. I've never won anything. And I want to thank Ryan.
Get her off the stage.
Rest in peace.
I died?
Yeah.
Anna. Checks out. His bum, my bum, right?
Brian, it was from your bum.
It was from when I fell.
Don't say that. Okay, that's my speech.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. What about you?
There you go. Okay.
And the nominees for best background. And the Brian, that's not funny.
It is funny.
And the nominees for best.
Do it.
I can't say background. It's something different.
It's funny. Best background performer. Please, it's funny.
Okay. For best background performer in a commercial. And the winner is Ryan Steele for Toilet Cleaner.
Thank you, Toilet Cleaner. Thank you, Academy.
No, you can't do the same tune. You'd make up your own tune.
I was doing it last Marissette.
I know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here I come on the stage, filled with happiness, not rage. I won an award. I'm up here in front of you. All I did was clean some poo-poo in the toilet. Just like the PLT story. It ain't no hoary.
What?
It's a comedy commercial.
What's Atari mean?
It rhymed with story.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
I'm so happy. The music's playing.
The music's playing for
I'm
you now.
So mad.
You have to leave.
In the front row, Meryl Streep. Get out of here, you old middle-aged creep. You're not even middle-aged. You're old now, Meryl.
Don't call her.
Look over there. It's Danny DeVito. Loved you as the Penguin, but see you never, queer.
Ryan. Stop this. I told you the music was playing.
Rest in peace, Amy Goodmurphy.
No, I didn't die.
Clip.
Brian, you're wearing heels. I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.